gentlemen, we have a big show, a real big shoe. Here is Elvis.
Man, I was tame compared to what they do now. Are you kidding? I didn't do anything with just jiggle, you know.
I absolutely love the Blues Plate Connection. It is the highlight of my week.
I love you, honey. Oh, God.
I want to thank you for your show. Elvis would be mighty proud of it.
Welcome to the party. The Blue Suede Connection party, ladies and gentlemen. It's the coolest, most far-out place to be on the planet.
The way you kick off a show, isn't it?
Oh, man, yeah.
Are you ready for a good one today, baby?
I am, yes.
That was from 1969 at the International Hotel there in Las Vegas, Nevada. That's going to be a big part of the show today, 1969, the opening show.
Okay.
Now, time permitting, we may get into a little 1970.
Mm-hmm.
But if we don't have to, we'll stick to 69.
Okay.
Either way, it's going to be live, it's going to be Elvis, it's going to be exciting.
Nice, yeah.
On the show today, I'm going to share crazy, real song titles. They are unbelievable. You're not going to believe this list. By credible people and some of the titles of songs they've recorded. And
oh,
you can
really?
Find them on YouTube or wherever, too. Trust me.
Oh, wow.
I looked some of them up, and they are really song titles. I can't wait to share that with you.
Okay, okay.
Revealing musicians' real names. That's what I'm going to do.
Ooh.
You think Pink is really named Pink?
Well, of course not.
Do you think Elton John is really Elton John?
No.
No, not at all. I'm going to give you their real names, whether they like it or not.
Uh-oh.
And now, if you're thinking about starting a rock and roll band out there, I've got some great ideas for titles of the band.
Okay.
We're going to talk about
Where'd you get that at?
Oh, I'll share that when I get to it.
Okay.
And also, you're going to hear from Elvis, of course, himself today throughout the show. You're going to hear from TL. She's going to talk about a UK town that has become an Elvis hub.
Okay, yes.
And you're also going to share some information more about the International in 1969 and all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I said you're going to hear from the man today, so he's going to kick it off. You ready?
Goody, goody.
Let's do it.
Elvis, why did you start making public appearances again?
I just missed it. I missed the closeness of an audience, of a live audience. So just as soon as I got out of the movie contracts, I started to do live performances again.
Train arrived. Sure, we're glad we know what we're doing up here, boy.
You know, it's these concerts from the 1969 that, mm-hmm. that really set the pace for what was to come.
Right, right.
Yeah. This was brand new to Elvis. 1969, performing live like this was brand new to him.
Right.
And you can hear the enthusiasm in his voice. You can hear the excitement.
Yeah, right.
Go ahead.
I mean, he hadn't been on stage in like 10 years.
No.
So I think the 68 comeback really revved him up. He was ready for this.
Right. Yeah. And the 68, the new sound that he put out in 68 when he did the old songs with the new feel.
Right.
He carried that on and even added to it in 69 with the orchestra, the full-blown orchestra and all that.
Mm-hmm.
He knew what he was doing. He had a vision. But this, like I said, is the pre- Thank you very much, Elvis. You know, the one we all know from the Hawaii you know, to the 74 shows in Memphis and all that.
Right.
This is where it began, you know, kind of. And it's really good. And you'll hear, if we do get into 1970, you will hear a little different Elvis from 69 to 70.
Sure.
In 70, he was polished. He'd been doing this for a year now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he knew what worked, what songs worked, which ones didn't, what I need to do here, what I need to do there, where should I put James in, you know?
Yeah, new opening, that big 2001 opening. Absolutely. You know, that kind of stuff.
But he was so alive on stage. Performing live was what he loved, and it was 1969 was such a big year for him. It really was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I think the most important thing is the inspiration that I got from a live audience. It's live audience, and it makes a world of difference.
She don't do nothing, my baby. I know she loves me, my baby. Girl, oh, my baby. I know she loves me, my baby. Yeah, my baby. I know she loves me, my baby. Well, my baby. I know she loves me. She don't do nothing but a kiss and hug me, my baby. I know she loves me. Talk about my baby.
Of the light, man.
Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the stud I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Such an easy game. yesterday. Why she had to go, I know she wouldn't say. Yesterday.
Solo, what's wrong with me? Single, itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting a wild little bug. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Yeah. Well, my hands are shaking and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own 2 feet. Who do you think of when you have such a look? I'm in love, I'm all shook up. So on my mind, I'm a little shook up, but I feel fine. When I'm near the girl and I love passion on my heart, excuse me, just let me sit tight to my hand. What a chill I got, her lips are like a bargain on its side. I'm proud to say that she might put a cup, I'm in love, I'm all shook up.
I got a very important question to ask you, TL.
Yes, sir.
What do you call a wildcat that's been listening to too much rock and roll?
Wildcat, I don't know.
Def Leppard, baby.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Come here. Sit down, honey. I'll behave.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber. Available on Amazon.
Hey, T. ATL. I think Elvis fans are starting to catch on to Blue Suede Connection.
What's not to love, Daniel? 2 hours of great Elvis music, lots of fun. It's our own private party.
And we want everybody to be part of the party. Hear all the hits, rare cuts, and lots of surprises, too.
We are your Blue Suede Connection.
Great music you're hearing today on Blue Suede Connection is from Las Vegas, Nevada at the International Hotel, a place where he signed that contract on tablecloth.
1969.
Actually, he didn't sign it. Colonel Thomas Parker signed it, and Elvis was stuck there for a lot of years, but what great music he gave us from the International
Hotel. It started out as such a great relationship. And as usual, Colonel managed to make it about something else other than just entertaining and whatnot.
All right. Well, tell us a little bit more about this big event, that 1969 and Elvis at the International.
You know, when you look at Elvis's life and you talk about the points that are historic in his 42 young years, you've got, you know, the day he walked into Sun, the 54 Sun sessions is always a big one, the 56 Ed Sullivan, you know, and then 68 comeback. And then a lot of times people go from the 68 comeback right to 73.
Right. They forget about this.
They forget about Elvis's return to stage there in 69. And he, you know, he was so ready. It'd been 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
He did on his opening night, which was July 31st, he did mostly a show that was an invite VIP only.
Right, right.
So it was mostly stars.
Yeah.
And a lot of his own, you know, colleagues in the business.
Right.
It was like 2,000 people. They were all comped. So he had a tough crowd.
Fats Domino was there. I think Streisand was there. Quite a few.
So many people were there. I mean, you could just go on and on. But you had two big magazine editors that were there. You had a gentleman from Billboard. It was James Kingsley.
Right.
And then you had someone named Will. He simply went as Will, writing for Variety.
All right.
And what's funny is when you go over some of what they wrote, you could tell that they kind of both had two different opinions about Elvis. The Variety, the Will from Mr. Will from Variety opened up saying, you know, Elvis was once that freakish kid that came on as the third act at the Frontier, and now he's Elvis,
right,
you know.
Right.
Not only huge words in lights there in the marquee, but
you know, his most, he's publicized and verbalized affirmation of his superstar niche, you know, he says.
Right, right.
So he talks about, you know, that he's got a tough crowd. He's playing to a lot of very hard to impress people.
Yeah.
Billboard, Kinsley, he focuses on what he thinks Elvis's challenges are for the night. And he talks about how watching Elvis perform, that it does seem like going from being 21 on stage to being 34 on stage was a physical challenge. He had no doubt that he prepared for it, you know, said he looked in shape, but yet he was out of breath, you know, and he was physically and musically ready.
Yeah, definitely.
And his, he did talk about, he had to have had some grueling rehearsals, which we all now know he did.
He sure did. Yeah.
And his typical body movements of the 50s were leaving him huffing and puffing like he was trying to recapture that old sexual image.
Right,
you know,
right.
So they go on. Both reviewers, you know, are a little bit jaded for him, but I think in the end, you know, he really won everybody over.
He sure did,
and he
yeah.
just says that, you know, basically Elvis is back. His song is better than ever. He does love songs. He said he purrs love songs.
Right. Well, you know, like we said a while ago, this was the beginning. So he learned. 1969 was a year of learning.
Right. Now, I want to make one point that is now very real to us now, but back then would not have been. The Billboard reviewer, he actually talked to Colonel.
Oh, he did.
Okay, he did. And as he talked to him, Colonel said things like, he's one of the most dedicated entertainers I've ever been associated with. He's ready for this. But then... The writer wrote that the colonel appears to be spending his time as Elvis rehearses at the roulette table.
How true that was.
And now we know why.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Very good, baby.
Is your stage presentation still the same way it was, or have you improved on that?
I just do whatever I feel on stage. You know, I always did that.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Thank you very much.
Love me tender, love me sweet, never let me go. Have my life, please, and I love you so. Well, and love me tender, love me true. All my dreams fulfilled. For my darling, I love you, and I always will. Love me tender, love me dear. Tell me you are mine. I'll be yours through all. Till
that I made up my mind. Yes, I did. To live in memory of such a long, lonesome time. But it's useless to say, so I'll just live my life in dreams of yesterday. Those happy hours, all that we once knew, they're so long ago. Say the time it heals a broken heart. Oh, but time has to see since we've been apart. I can't stop loving you. I said, I made up.
This is the part of the show where we ask you guys out there listening to be part of things with us. We have a YouTube page. We would really, really like you to come over there and like some of our videos and comment to us. And
exactly.
You know, share your thoughts.
Yeah, you can type in Blue Suede Connection in the search bar at YouTube or Facebook and it'll pop up. Yeah.
And also our Facebook page.
Exactly. Same thing. Type it in.
And also bluesuedeconnection.com.
Yes, website.
Right.
And phone number, 540-227-0514.
Words and dedicate them all to me.
Well, 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 well. I know what you're thinking. Turn around. I love you too, honey.
Having more fun than human beings should be allowed to have.
Mm-hmm.
But we got a whole lot of fun in store for you, so do not move a muscle, Bull. We'll be right back.
On Blue Sway Connection.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
It's okay, honey. It's just old Elvis here.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
It's mad.
It's groovy.
It's swinging.
It's Elvis.
Elvis.
2 hours of Elvis.
The songs you know, the music you love.
We are your Blue Suede Connection.
She said, I got a woman way across town. She's good to me. Oh, oh, yeah. Well, I said, I got a woman way across town. She's good to me. Oh, yeah. Why, she's my baby. Don't you understand? Say the love early in the morning, just for me. Oh, oh yeah. Say the love early in the morning, just for me. Oh, yeah. I see my baby, don't you understand? For a loving man, what is it about? Way across town, it's good to me. Said, love me all day and night. Never come with a fusses, just treats me right. Never run in the streets, leaving me alone. She knows a woman's place. I think I know, you know, we got a woman. We cross town. She's good to me. Oh, oh, yeah. When I said I got a woman, we cross town. She's good to me. Oh, yeah. Stop.
You know, we've heard Elvis joke about his name.
Right.
He said, you know, who names your kid Elvis?
It was Vernon's middle name.
Exactly.
So, it's a real thing.
But some of our superstars today
don't have as cool a name.
No. So they created their cool names.
Okay.
For instance, Jay-Z is not really Jay-Z. He's Sean Carter.
Okay.
Lady Gaga is Stephanie Joanne Germata.
Okay.
Eminem is Marshall Mathers.
Okay.
John Legend, John Roger Stevens.
Oh, my. Okay.
Snoop Dogg is Calvin Brodus Jr.
Brodus.
Yes.
Oh, that's funny.
Pink is Alicia Moore.
Alicia.
Yeah.
I like that name.
A guy you like, Bruno Mars, his real name is Peter Jean Hernandez.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes.
Did not know that.
Katy Perry is Catherine Elizabeth Hudson.
Okay.
Elton John, Reginald Kenneth Dwight.
I think I'd heard that before, yeah.
David Bowie is David Robert Jones. Now, this one's funny. Freddie Mercury. Farouca Bulsara.
Farouca. I think I have heard of that, yeah. Was it Greek or something?
Yeah,
I think.
Miley Cyrus is Destiny Hope Cyrus.
Destiny.
And Queen Latifah is Dana Owens.
Okay.
Now, there's not a lot of others, but they're the ones I thought that most folks would still have a little idea who they are.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah.
All right.
My real name's Dan. Is your real name T.L.?
If you take my first name and my middle name, right. Yes, sir.
Yeah, for those of you playing along, it's Tricia Lee. So we just made her T.L. because she's a professional radio lady now.
How do you feel about the way performers act and behave on stage now?
I really can't criticize anybody. In the entertainment field, I think there's room for everybody. I hate to criticize another performer.
Oh! Hey, mama, don't you treat me wrong. I've been loving Danny Hall and more. Hey, tell me what I say. Tell me what I say. When you see me in misery, come on, baby, shake my me hard. Hey, tell me what I say. Tell me what I say.
fantastic. Thank you very much. Thank you. You're beautiful. Fantastic audience. Thank you.
Thank you.
baby, don't set your heart on me. I'll only have to leave. 'Cause a north wind flows through my veins. Like my dad, there's a dream in my brain. In the morning, I'll have to leave again. Oh, that's how it is when you. A traveling man, I hardly knew his face. Mama, she cried for him at night. He never stayed in one place. 'Cause a north wind blows through my veins. Like my dad, there's a dream in my brain. In the morning, I'll have to leave again. Oh, that's how it is when you.
A Blue Suede Connection will be right back.
Well, it's about time you got here.
A Blue Suede Connection.
The world's oldest bluesman.
Welcome to hour number two of Blue Suede Connection, everybody. It's 1969 at the International Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know, clearly when you listen to that, like we got our headphones on, we're jamming here in the studio. Elvis picked every one of those individuals you just heard.
Right.
He
right.
picked Ronnie Tutt. Mm-hmm. He picked James Burton. He picked the Sweet Inspirations, the Imperials.
Mm-hmm.
He had a vision. He knew what he wanted.
Yeah, and it is hot, man. They are, it's amazing.
They really are. I say it every week, just about every show. If you got headphones, put them on.
Yeah, right.
And listen to this with your headphones on. It's a whole different world, I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
On the show this hour, real goofy and weird song titles, and there are some weird ones, by people like Loretta Lynn and Johnny Cash and Jimmy Buffett.
Right.
I'm going to share these titles with you. You're going to laugh your butt off on these.
Oh, no.
And if you're ever going to start a rock and roll band, I got some good ideas for you, Nate.
Okay, lay it
and
on me.
You're going, not now. And you're going to share us some UK, a UK town that has became a major Elvis hub, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Curious to hear about that. You ever been to this place?
No, I have not.
Well, I guess we're going to have to go now once I you know, read the story, right?
Right? It's still, yeah, yeah, absolutely.
All right. Now, we're going to do something fun right here because you and I are big Elvis fans. And those listening right now, you're all big Elvis fans. But so was Andrew Dice Clay. So was Rob Schneider. So was Dolly Parton. And so was Jackie Chan.
Yes,
you know, I've got
yes.
my little Elvis impression that I do. Well, apparently they've all got a little Elvis impression, too.
Everybody has a little Elvis
yeah.
in them.
So let's know? Listen to these guys. Like I said, up first is Dice Clay, then followed by the comedian Rob Schneider, then Dolly, and we'll end it with Jackie Chan. Check this out.
1 second, my lip. It's jam, Conan. I want to say, Max, you remember that thing we were playing with earlier, man?
Yeah, E.
Take it up. Take it up, baby.
Oh, see. See, see, right. Oh, see now what you have done. See, 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 rider. Oh, see now what you had done. Well, she made me love you, darling, darling, darling. I'm coming on.
See, see,
what I say.
A lot before the show, actually, no kidding around about Elvis Presley. Because we're both huge fans of Elvis's. And back in the day when we both worked on Saturday Night Live, you and I used to go to the karaoke clubs and mess around and try and do obscure Elvis songs.
Yeah, the more obscure, the better.
Right. And when
everybody knows the hits.
Everyone knows the hits. And I would think, okay, I know some really obscure Elvis tunes. You actually always blew me away because you'd know one or two obscure Elvis songs that no one's ever heard of, and I understand you have another one. Is that right?
I got another one that a lot of people. I like to find things that people hadn't heard Elvis sing. But Old MacDonald was one of my favorites.
He recorded
songs.
Old MacDonald.
Old MacDonald. It was on an obscure thing for kids and adults. I never know if it came out as an album. I think it was a cassette with a coloring book.
Right.
And I had that at the house. And I listened to it and I was like, and anyway, I think the band and I worked on.
Yeah, I want to hear old man Elvis's version. This is real, by the way.
Well, Old MacDonald had a farm, yeah, oh. On that farm he had some chicks, yeah, yeah, oh. Cluck cluck here, cluck cluck there, and they'll tell me where. And when those chicks got out of line, a chicken fricassee. I'll have farm all day, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm I'll do things McDonald's way, E-I-E-I-O. Here we go now. With a cluck cluck here, a cluck cluck there, a boo boo here, a boo boo there, a noink a noink here, a noink a noink there. And I can promise you that if those animals ever get out of line, we'll have a mug and stew. That's right, Colin.
How
above the barnyard, and I'd pretend like I was Elvis. I'd thought about Elvis had he been a woman, especially one like me. If I'd been on television, they'd have shot me from the neck up back then, right? Well, anyhow, this is sort of how I used to entertain them chickens and hogs and stuff, and this is sort of how I looked. God knows I ain't no Elvis. There never will be another one, but I just thought this might be fun, and he might be watching us. He might get a kick out of it. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I've got a little number I'd like to do for you tonight, but you folks are on the balcony and in the back. You can't see this. Come back to my dressing room after the show. I'll do it for you up close. Okay, boys. I think I'm ready. Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a magnet on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a buck. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. My hands are shaking and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. But who do you think when you have such love?
Always remember 40 years ago I was in Hollywood learning English. I listened a lot of wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you.
So Elvis.
Yeah, Elvis.
It really is.
You're always on my mind. You're always on my mind. That's how I learned English.
Now, that was fun, wasn't it?
That is the first time I've ever heard that Dolly version. That was awesome. Yeah, I don't think we've ever played that before.
No, we haven't. It's always a first there here on Blue
Sway
Connection.
You're always finding stuff. Good job, babe.
Right. I'm glad you enjoyed that. I hope everybody at home did. And we'll do more of that as time goes on. We like to share.
Very fun.
I had a lot of people in line I could have played, but we got a whole list for another one of those things.
Oh, good. That's good.
So next time. All right, let's get back to the real guy.
But I would like to think I had improved as an entertainer, and I like to get the rapport with an audience, because it's a give and take thing. If you can do that, it works. If the artist or whoever is performing can get that kind of rapport going with the audience, then it pays off. It's good, you know.
As a snow flies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries, 'cause if there's one thing she don't need, it's another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. Now people, don't you understand? The child needs a helping hand. I hear gonna be an angry young man someday. I take a look at you and me. Are we too blind? Do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Will the world turns and a hungry little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as a cold wind blows in the ghetto? And his hunger burns, so he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. And then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, he steals a car, and he tries to run, but he don't get far, and his mama cries. As a crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. as her young man died. Wanna hold him in gray Chicago more than another little baby child was born in the ghetto. And his mama cried. Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart? Does your memory stray to a brighter summer day when I kissed you and called you sweetheart? Do the chairs in your parlor seem empty and bare? Do you gaze at your doorstep and picture me there? Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight? I wonder if you're lonesome tonight. You know, someone said that the world's a stage and each must play a part. Fate had me playing in love with you as my sweetheart. Act one was where we met. I loved you at first glance. You read your lines so cleverly and never missed a cue. Then came act two. You seemed to change, you acted strange, and why I've never known. Honey, you lied when you said you loved me, and I had no cause to doubt you. But I'd really go on hearing your lies and to go on living without you. Now the stage is bare, and I'm standing there with emptiness all around. And if he won't come back to me, then they can bring the curtain down. Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome?
Song that I just did on my TV show recently.
Memories press between the pages of my mind. Memories sweeten through the ages just like wine. Quiet thoughts come floating down and settle softly to the ground like gold of autumn leaves around my feet. I touch them and they burst apart with sweet memories. Sweet memories. My mind, memories
sweet memories. Memories press between the pages of my mind. Sweetened through the ages just like wine. Memories, sweet memories.
Happy birthday, Ms. Tipler.
Can you believe a whole year has went by already?
Yeah, I know.
We're going to 1970.
Okay.
Now back to the music.
All right, I've been waiting to share this list with you. I think it's hilarious.
Okay.
And I just picked like 20 or 25 of them. There's like a whole lot more.
Oh, okay.
But this bestlifeonline.com have hilarious real song titles. These are real. I've looked a lot of them up, and I listened to a few of them. They're real.
Are you kidding me? Okay.
All right. Conway and Loretta did one called You're the Reason Our Kids Are So Ugly.
No.
Yes, they did.
Really?
Roy Clark, Thank God and Greyhound, She's Gone.
Thank God and Greyhound.
Gary
oh
P. Nunn, If You Don't Believe I Love You, Just Ask My Wife.
Oh, no.
Beck did one called Satan, Give Me a Taco.
What?
Johnny Cash did one called I've Been Flushed from the Bathroom of Your Heart.
No, you're kidding. Did you listen to that one?
No.
Oh.
Loretta Lynn, All I Want from You is Away.
Away?
Yeah. The Statler Brothers, You Can Have Your Kate and Edith, Too.
Edith, too?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Jimmy Buffett, If Your Phone Doesn't Ring, It's Me.
Oh, no.
Ruby Wright, Billy Broke My Heart at the Walgreens, and I Cried All the Way to Sears.
No.
These
way.
Are real song titles.
Serious?
John Denver, Daddy, Please Don't Come Home Drunk This Christmas.
No, you're kidding.
Elvis Costello, Put Your Big Toe in the Mouth of Human Kindness.
Oh, boy.
Elton John, This Song Has No Title. Johnny Paycheck, Thanks to the Cat House, I'm in the Doghouse with You.
Oh, no. Oh, no. That sounds familiar, actually.
Warren Zephron said, If you won't leave me, I'll find somebody who will. Jerry Lee Lewis, What Made Milwaukee Famous Has Made a Loser Out of Me.
What?
Yes.
I don't get that.
Milwaukee beer. Old Milwaukee.
Oh, Milwaukee. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Roger Miller, My Uncle Used to Love Me, But She Died.
What?
That's what it's called. Betty Hill, Too Much Month at the End of the Money.
Oh, wow. That's weird.
Wayne Stewart, I Bought the Shoes That Just Walked Out on Me.
Oh, no.
The last one I got here is Mike Snyder. If my nose was running money, I'd blow it all over you.
Oh, please.
All right,
oh,
there's
that's
a real song.
There.
Find them on YouTube. They're there if you want to hear them.
Why do you think you've outlasted every other entertainer?
I take vitamin E. I was only kidding. I don't know. I just embarrass myself, man. I don't know. I enjoy the business. I like what I'm doing.
Well, since my baby left me, I found a new place to dwell. It's down at the end of Lonely Street, Heartbreak Hotel, where I will be. I'll be so lonely, baby. I'll be so lonely. I'll be so lonely. I could die. Keep flowing. The desk clerks dressed in black. They've been so long on Lonely Street, they'll never, never look back. And they're so, but they're so lonely, baby. But they're so lonely. Well, they're so lonely, they could die. Play it, Jay. Tell, just take a walk down Lonely Street to Heartbreak Hotel, where you will be. You'll be so lonely, baby. You'll be lonely. You'll be so lonely, you could die.
Oh. Yeah, cool, ladies and gentlemen. You know why? Because you made the connection. The Blue Suede Connection. Rock and roll, baby.
me like a fool.
Talked about how that 1969 was Elvis's kind of first year.
Right.
He was getting used to things. He's finding his voice again and getting it all figured out. And he mm-hmm. really got it together. The band as well.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
I don't know if anyone's paying attention to the band as much as they are Elvis. But if you listen, they're on it. Tut on those drums is amazing.
Oh.
The Sweets.
Yeah, for sure.
Are on it. You know, everybody is just fine-tuned now.
Right, you can tell that I was just going to take the words right out of my mouth. That before, they were a little bit, you could tell they were kind of going along.
And he was running out of breath and stuff because he was trying so hard.
Yeah.
Plus his nerves.
Oh, it's got to be. Yeah.
But now he's like laid back. Yeah, I'm the king, man. I got this.
I
know what I'm doing. I know where to do and what to do and when to do now.
And
the band fell right into it with him, so you're hearing all that. And we hope you're enjoying this today. We sure are.
Oh, absolutely.
Why stop now? Let's keep going.
Well, I found that in the audiences that we have, it's mixed. It's older people, younger people, and the very young, and all types of people, you know, which is good.
Yeah, Lord. Some of y'all never been down south too much. I'm going to tell you a little story so that you'll understand what I'm talking about. Down there we have a plant that grows out in the woods and the fields. And it looks something like a turnip green. Everybody calls it poke salad. That's poke salad. Poke. Used to know a girl lived down there and she'd go out in the evenings and a mess of it, carry it home and cook it for supper, because that's about all they had to eat. But they did all right. Down in Louisiana, where the alligators grow so mean, there lived a girl that I swear to the world made the alligators look tame. Oh, salad, Annie. Said it was a shame, 'cause her mama was working on the chain gang. A mean, vicious, straight razor toting mother. Lord have mercy. Every day before supper time, she'd go down by the fruit patch and pick her a mess of poke salad. Carry it home in a toast.
With a trace of misty morning and a promise of tomorrow in her eyes. I just can't help believing when she's lying close beside me and my heart beats with the rhythm of her sighs. This time the girl is gonna stay. This time the girl is gonna stay for more than just a day. Well, I just can't help believing when she slips her hand in my hand and it feels so small and helpless and my fingers fold around it like a glove. I just can't help believing when she's whispering her magic and her tears are shining, honey, sweet with love. This time the girl is gonna stay.
This time the girl is gonna stay.
This time the girl is gonna stay for more than just a day. Today. All
I just can't help believing when she slips her hand in my hand, and it feels so small and helpless that my fingers fold around it like a glove. I just can't help believing when she smiles and whispers magic, and her tears are shining on me sweet with love. This time the girl is gonna stay.
This time the girl is gonna stay.
This time the girl is gonna stay for more than just a day.
Take it.
Oh, I just can't help believing.
You.
Oh, I just can't help believing. Oh, I just can't help believing.
We'll be right back after this quick message. The Giant in Me is the heartfelt first book in an inspirational series of spiritual wellness.
The operator upstairs doesn't make mistakes. You're not a mistake. You're here for a reason. You are loved, you are important, and you're needed in this world. And no matter how dark of a space you think you're in, you can get your life back, and you deserve to be happy.
The Giant in Me, Getting My Life Back by Daniel Hawthorne. Available wherever books are sold.
What am I sounding like this for? It's not necessary. Just, you know. See, people have thought for a long time that that was a thing I do to try to be sexy. And I'm trying to stand up. That's all I'm just... Brace myself.
Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister does. Well, I dated your big sister. Well, I took her to a show. I went for some candy. Along came Jim Dandy and they stuck right out the door. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Me once or twice, say it's very nice, and then you're wrong. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister does. Hey, get back, get back, get back to where you once belong. Hey, get back, get back to where you once belong. Hey, get back. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister does.
was in that son of a gun right there. All right.
Elvis combining a little of his music with a little of the Beatles music from over there in the UK.
Absolutely, yeah, it was fun.
Speaking of over there in the UK, Elvis is very loved over there.
He is, yes.
They've really embraced Elvis with our friends over there in the UK. And that leads us to what you're going to talk about right now.
Absolutely. So this story comes from BBC News, actually, .com online. And they're talking about how a town in Derbyshire became a hub of Elvis fans. For Elvis fans, and it's funny because there's a gentleman whose name is Andy Quinn. Apparently, he is actually an ETA, or an Elvis act. His granddad was a printer in Derbyshire, and he helped Elvis fans connect across Europe back in the late 50s. Apparently, he used to work for A. Gaunt and Sons in Henor. UK, and he had a passion for music. And in April of 1959, he persuaded his boss to allow him to print a batch of fanzines about Elvis Presley, which was a favorite artist of his.
Very cool.
For his area there. The first edition was printed while Elvis was actually taking his break in the military, his long vacation in the military given to him free of the government. And it sold out in a week.
Wow.
And so this made him decide to distribute it across the continents, and he would do about 90,000 copies by December of 1962. He was doing 90,000 copies a month.
That man was working.
Right. Mr. Han was his name, and his granddad is Quinn, that we were just talking about. He then became president of the Elvis Presley Fan Club of Great Britain that same year of 1962.
Cool.
So over the years, he created not just that, but he created a community of Elvis fans. He opened a record store, apparently, where fans could go and meet, and it just kind of grew over the years. Nice. Now, his grandson has been hearing stories about his granddad for so long, he petitioned to get a grant.
Nice.
And now he's going to be sharing his stories through publications. It was a $175,000 grant for an oral history that's going to be shared in the community of that area there in Derbyshire. So if you live in that area, let us know if you know anything about this.
That's very nice. Great story. Thank you.
I had a record out last year that did pretty good for me. I'd like to sing it for you.
Understand me when everything I do is wrong. You give me hope and consolation. You give me strength to carry on. And you're always there to lend a hand in everything I do. That's the my hand and I'm a king. Your kiss to me is worth a fortune. Your love for me is everything. I guess I'll never song, Jane.
on a food ration. But I can't help falling in love with you. Shall I stay? Would it be a sin if I can't help sea, darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be.
Kind of weird him not ending the show with that in 1970, yeah. I should say, not 1969. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm all confused because we started in 69, we ended in 1970.
Yeah.
But he still wasn't closing with that yet, mm-hmm. so that was kind of interesting. Well, babe, I didn't get to that list I was going to share today. We'll have to do it on the next show, but I was going to share just one or two with you. Like I said, if you're going to start a rock and roll band, I had some ideas for names for you. Like Blaze of Rhythms.
Oh, Blazer. Okay.
Rockhound Roundups.
Mm.
Melody Mavericks.
Okay.
The Rock and Roll Renegades.
I like that. Renegades.
Yeah. Gritty Grooves.
Mm.
Power Chords and Dreams.
Ah, okay.
So there's just a couple. If you want to start a rock and roll band, you can think about those. Rhythm and Rapture. You like that one?
Oh, Lordy. No, I don't think so.
Any closing words you have for our friends before we officially do it?
Well, you know, we love you guys. We thank you. We just want to thank everyone that sent us Christmas cards. We did get them, and we really appreciate all your kind words, and we love you.
All right. We're going to do it all again next week. Say it with me, TL.
Same back time, same back channel.
There was a guy said one time, "You never stood in that man's shoes. I saw things through his eyes. Or stood and watched with helpless hands while the heart inside you dies. So help your brother along the way, no matter where he starts. For the same God that made you made him too. These men with broken hearts." I'd like to sing a song along the same line.
If I could be you, if you could be me, for just 1 hour. If we could find a way to get inside each other's minds. Oh, if you could see you through my eyes and stare your ego. I believe it'd be surprised to see that you've been blind. Walk a mile. Now there are people on reservations and out in the ghetto. And brother, there, for the grace of God, go you and I. But if I only had wings of a little angel, don't you know I'd fly to the top of a mountain and then I'd cry. Walk a mile in my shoes.
that she kisses you now. It's a long time ago, man. I don't know. You know the way she touches your cheek. I taught her how. I was the one who taught her to cry when she wants you under.
Remember it, man.
Elvis has left the building. Thank you and good night.
All right, let's wrap it up and get out of here.
Billy Sway Connection.